Hey, thank you for joining us on 720 WGN. David Lassen has joined us before. He is a senior editor for Trains Magazine. The talk of a strike is underway again, and someone just sent in a text message and said, I think the rail union just literally went on strike. I've been sitting at 72 in Mount Prospect for almost an hour, a stopped freight train. It hasn't happened yet, David, but is it likely to happen this weekend or Monday or Tuesday?
No, it's not that imminent. Nothing's going to happen before in mid-November at the earliest, and we don't know if it's still going to happen at all. But certainly the odds have increased once again. We had the third largest union, the Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees, the people who basically go out and fix the track and those sort of things, they voted down their tentative agreement by a 56-44% margin. And that certainly doesn't bode well for the two biggest unions, which have not yet completed their balloting and are the ones that people thought were the most likely to turn down the deal.
So it looks pretty good then. I mean, there's an opportunity this could be averted, because the last time we spoke with you, David, Metra had even changed their schedule. They were so on edge that they were certain that those trains might not be running as they should be on Friday morning. So Thursday night, they sent out an email saying, hey, beware. And I noticed that traffic increased dramatically the next day. And then things got resolved and you know, everybody was happy to jump on Metra and Amtrak and get to where they wanted to go. So I think in a city like Chicago, we're most concerned about transportation, even though transportation of goods will affect all of us.
Yes, well, I mean, there's certainly plenty of time for something to be averted. But what happens now basically is that union has voted down its deal. They will start negotiations again. Like I say, we're still waiting for the other two to vote. We aren't going to have those results till sometime in November. The earliest right now that they're, when they agreed to reach the tentative agreements that are now being accepted or voted down, they set a new cooling off period when nobody can strike or be locked out. And that runs till 5 days after Congress reconvenes. So right now, Congress is scheduled to come back on November 14th. So November 19th is the earliest anything could happen. Between now and then, we'll certainly see more negotiations involving this union that has already voted down its agreement. But if nothing happens, that's the earliest date we could see an interruption of service.
David Lassen is a senior editor for Trains Magazine. Leland Vittert does a show on News Nation. It's a national show, and he seems to always have a problem with Amtrak. And yesterday he joined us on the show, and he was talking about the incredibly large bonuses the top-tier executives at Amtrak received in a year that, again, they didn't make a lot of money. Is that buzzing in the train industry? Are people upset by that?
Well, I think that, it's certainly a different issue from the one that is, has brought us to the possibility of a strike. I would say that the level of outrage there exists, but it's a much smaller level of outrage just because Amtrak is a much smaller entity in the country as a whole. I mean, the number of people who ride passenger trains outside of the Northeast Corridor is not that large. I would say that there's reason to be upset about those bonuses. We've written about this a little bit in the past. The New York Times has done some stories about this earlier, that the problem with a lot of things regarding Amtrak is so much of it is really opaque. They have accounting systems that nobody can understand, and that we don't really know what the criteria are that they use to issue these bonuses. Certainly, it's not because of profit. It's not based on profit because they're not profitable.
Right.
It's not based on on-time performance because that's not that good. It's not based on ridership because through the pandemic, their ridership took a big hit. So, you know, we don't really know what the criteria are that they have used to award these bonuses, which is why people who know about it are upset.
Right. And I know that's an individual, a completely different issue than the train strike. But I just wanted to get your viewpoint on it, David, because people are talking about it. And, you know, some people who work hard every day think, what? How can you run a business that's not profitable and get a bonus like that? So thanks for your opinion and thanks for joining us. Make sure you keep us up to date on any potential train strikes, okay?
Always happy to join you.
David Lassen, senior editor for Trains Magazine. Somebody else chiming in about the check washing scams that are going on across Chicago. They said their checks were stolen from the mailbox right outside the Niles post office on a weekend. A charity $10 donation was charged to a person's name or changed to a person's name for $766 and then deposited. They reported it to their bank. They were able to get a copy of the altered check. They're still investigating, but they got the reimbursement, but it's frustrating. They said they're senior citizens in their 80s, and they've been running checks their whole life. So what they're saying is gel ink pens if you are still writing checks. And like I said, we'll have a specialist join us at 3:45. He'll tell us exactly what's happening in our city. Steve Bertrand has your news next on 720 WGN from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Yeah.